Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I gotta play a stupid song. Hold on, stay right there. Gotta play this thing, Roadcaster, Bluetooth. Hold on. Oh, no, it's not playing. Hold on. Why is it not playing? Wait a minute. Ah, here we go. Why did you do that? Oh, stupid song. God, I can't wait for this thing to be over.
Hopefully it plays. To our show, Middle D already
knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. I hate this thing. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show. Oh, Lord. Thank God that is over. All right, fine. So, Mr. Big Willie himself speaking to us live from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. Where are you this morning, sir, and what are you hauling?
First of all, I got to say Kathy is one of the best people I know. She's really, really smart.
Yep.
And she even said what everybody's thinking. They tune in to hear Big Willie. And I wanted to cry and get a tissue. So, Kathy, remind me, you're going on my Christmas card list this year. And I don't live in Belmont County, so I can't get my taxes lowered. But I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for that compliment. And I don't mean to hurt Dimitri's feelings, little D here, but thank you, Kathy. You're great.
You pathetic suck-up.
Okay.
You pathetic suck-up. Honest to God. I'm ready to throw up.
I get that. I'm so emotional right now.
God.
Just hearing it.
Hello? I didn't touch anything. Where are you? What did you do now? Hello? Jesus. And how's your morning going for you? I didn't touch a thing. I swear to you, I didn't touch anything. I wasn't thinking of anything. I didn't do anything. Hold on. Big Willie 105.5.
You ain't got to hang up on me like
I
you did last week.
I didn't hang up on you at all. I didn't touch anything.
When the going gets good, Dimitri hangs up on me.
I did not touch anything.
But as I was saying, thank you, Kathy. You're a great guest, and you're very, very smart. Brilliant. I mean, brilliant. You're higher than my 126 IQ. gotta be. I mean, my IQ test says 126.
Probably so the metric system.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but I paid a dollar and found out online.
If you would have paid $5, it would have been 150.
Yeah, I was thinking, but it didn't work. I tried.
So well, anyhow, you're smart then.
The tax thing is driving me nuts. You know, you could put, just like a high county, some of these other counties do, they got a fire fee tax. The cities sponsor, like the city of Cincinnati and Columbus, the cities, you know, give money to their paid fire departments, the city of Wheeling. They budget out, you know,
right.
Their budget
right.
For the fire department.
Right.
The volunteers are the ones that don't get the money. I know Lower City, and then they get like a $16,000 a year budget from the state of Ohio.
No.
They can't even barely pay for the gas bills, and they can't even buy stuff.
You're making my point. I was arguing with Kathy Kellidge.
So
I was arguing your point, and you're sucking up to her.
Right. No, I'm just saying, if they would just put a fire fee in like they do like in High County, it's $50 a year or whatever it is now.
Yeah.
I ain't been over there a few years, but it's $50 a year, and that splits the money up. It's probably $50,000 to $70,000 a fire department per county.
Right. You're making my point.
Right. When you pay your house off, you pay your house off. So I would be happy to pay, you know, a couple $100 or something, or $150 a month for the police, fire, or whatever they need. Because they collect money on water bills and everything else. They already got sales taxes. Bel Air has, if you work in our county, tax. Bel Air is ridiculous. So if you work in Bel Air, you get taxed just to work there, even if you don't live there.
Yeah. Is that a Rita tax, like a St. Clairsville Rita?
I don't know.
Local income tax. A local income tax.
Yeah, so you go there to work, yeah, something you had to pay a tax. I know, and I worked there years ago. There was a percentage that went to them. So abolishing the property taxes, if they took all the money, what is there, 88 counties in Ohio?
Right.
So if they took all the money, that $22 billion, and split it up for county, that's $250 million a county.
Yep.
I think we could probably give the bigger counties a little more money. And Belmont County gets $14-15 million a year from the property taxes. So I'm sure they could probably scoot over probably $30 million and make life a lot easier and then give the other counties more money.
So
just like they do with the fire fee in Kai County, it goes off number of calls, the size of your area, because you know, you're gonna have more fuel, more tire wear, more truck wear. So some of it, I don't think is fair, but I mean, there is more expenses and busier departments. Of course, you're going to need trucks sooner. You're going to need ambulance sooner. So if you just took that money and I'd like to see a breakdown of that $22 billion. That's a lot of cheddar for 88 counties in Ohio to split up. Like I said, it's $250 million a county. Yeah, that's a lot of money, you know.
Yeah, in fact,
there's not even, you could give every person in the state of Ohio a couple million dollars, and I'm sure they wouldn't give a crap about property taxes.
I agree. You know? Absolutely agree. How ironic is this? Here you are sucking up to Belmont County Treasurer Kathy Kelish. Oh, Kathy Kelish this. Oh, Kathy Kelish that. And here I'm the one who's defending your position. You and I are on the same side. Meanwhile, you're sucking up to her. Do you not see the irony in this?
So as I was saying, the counties, you know, if they got the $250 million, I couldn't hear the Belmont buzz like three times.
Dude. Seriously, can you hear it now? Hold on, let me play it again. Can you hear this now?
Nah.
You still can't hear it?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think no matter what they do, I think they could put like the C and say in there for you with the letters on it, and all you had to do is pull a string and you'd screw it up.
No, I didn't screw anything up. The red light is on. The thing is potted up to 10 where it should be. The little light that says program is on. The volume is all the way up on the Rodecaster state-of-the-art podcaster board. I hit the right button and nothing, and you can't hear anything.
Call Kathy. Maybe she can help us. She ain't doing nothing today.
Well, she is actually.
I love that lady.
Yep.
Love that lady.
She wants real estate taxes. I don't. And you're taking her side?
Well, that is not it. That is like, because she said that people.
Have you seen her, by the way?
Big Willie.
Have you seen her, by the way? Do you know what she looks like?
No.
Oh, she looks. I'm telling
her. I love her attitude.
Her attitude, yeah, she looks great. She could do a whole lot better than.
My common law wife looks really good.
Well, maybe not as good now that she's been, you know, living with you. But I think Kellish could do a whole lot better than Gagan. I really do. But you know,
I don't know her.
All right.
So, I love her attitude.
Yes. So what else is going on with you, Mr. Big Willie?
Oh, this ICE stuff. These people are nuts. These extremists, whatever leftists, that are getting paid by Soros, and I think Trump and him's right. They need to cut their funding off and shut him down, and they would see, I mean, they already tracked millions of dollars going to him. And now, like yesterday, they had a church service, and the extremist idiots broke into the church during a service and started chanting for that lady, what's her name?
Good.
They got shot in the face. Yeah, good, Renee Good, or whatever.
Try to run over an ICE agent.
Right. And, you know, it's pretty freaking simple. I'm not no angel, you know.
I know.
But when a cop pulls you over, you know, just, yeah, here's my name, here's the license, and guess what? You go on down the road, you know, fight it later. Don't fight it then. If they're out doing a job, there's nothing you could do about it except get in the way, get in trouble, or get shot and killed or get injured. So why keep causing the problems? You got a right to protest. You got a right to freedom of speech, but do it the right way. And the people that are antagonizing it, just like January 6th, are people that are paid or planted by the Democrats or Soros and these Wexners and all these big money people that have nothing better to do but to stir it up and fight against Donald Trump and the Republicans. And the best thing you could do is get out of the way.
Yep.
I mean, if you really think that they're just going in and taking people that are angels in college, you know, be coming over to help our government or something, if you think they're just taking these great people and sending them out, then you're mistaken. I mean, they're going after people that have violent rape and murder charges that have actually been convicted. And then you're going out and trying to block them with a car. And, I mean, now we got to send in the National Guard or send in, what is it, the 111th Airborne or something's on standby
well,
now.
The reason for that, the reason for that is because these cities, Minneapolis and Portland and whatever, have told their police departments to stand down. That's the reason why there's right. so much thing, because they're not providing police protection to ICE. That's the real problem here, and that's why these mayors should be arrested and thrown in prison.
If you think about that and that fact of it, if one of their officers goes out and did the same thing that ICE agent did that everyday good, would they have state people all over that cop would be locked up already, just like the George Floyd stuff. It'd be local, like the Portland police. It'd be local, like the Minneapolis police. So the city prosecutors, state prosecutors would have to go in and come after them and lock them up.
Yeah.
So since, I mean, if you think about it, if you're, a chief of police in some city, are you going to risk that happening and get one of your guys killed or something for a government issue? You know, now I'm sure they go out. But, you know, they got their own stuff to do. Now these cities that have to pay overtime to have extra officers out there protecting a government situation. So now if the government wanted to come in and say, all right, we're going to give you, $300,000, this month or something for overtime. You know, so I think there's more to it than just don't want to be there.
Yep.
I'm sure they offer something, but there's got to be some logic behind it. I wouldn't want to do it as a local chief of police. Let the Border Patrol, let the ICE agents come in, do what they want to do. And if you don't make a big deal out of it, and the people that are getting paid to stir this up wouldn't make a big deal out of it, it would probably be over with by now. And I'm sure they got people calling and reporting people left and right. But when you go up and start attacking a normal church service and blame the preacher for protecting ICE and start chanting Renee Good, those aren't normal people from Wheeling that are standing at McDonald's protesting.
Agreed. Absolutely agree.
I don't think any of them people would walk into a church service in any town of ours in a high county, kick a door in, and start chanting about ICE, not even knowing that the preacher has anything to do with ICE.
Yeah. These people are insane.
In Minneapolis. So they have to be getting paid.
Oh, sure.
They're off the rocker. And then the only people getting buffaloed are the people that are Democrats, these leftists, and that from like the city of Wheeling or Belmont County, wherever. I think they had one in Belmont County without protest. But there was nothing violent about it. You know, people could voice their opinions. That is a normal situation. What's going on in Minneapolis is a Tim Walz idiot situation. And the mayor of Minneapolis is an idiot for telling people that it's okay to block ICE agents, or telling people it's okay to do what they're doing. Because when somebody gets killed, then they want to complain about it. But when you're letting it happen, and there's a problem with it. Now states are suing, are going and making legislation that they can't, Trump can't.